Okay, so Chamishia Va'era, first point I just wanted to make is to build off what we spoke about yesterday. So I think there are more diukim that really strengthen the Mahalich, that Tzfardea was really about the response of Paro to Dam, Va'ifen Libo, Va'ifen Paro, Va'yavol Beiso, V'loshas Libo Gam Lazos. So Tzfardea, Dafka begins in Paro's bias, as we talked about. B'Veisacha, V'chadar Mishkavcha, V'mitasacha. And that's what we find actually at the beginning of Chamishi as well. V'saru ha-tzvardim, Moshe says, mimcha mi-batacha. So the first place that tzvardeya will disappear from is where they were primarily, mimcha mi-batacha, mi-avadecha, mi-amecha, rak bayar tisharna. And when Moshe davens, v'yitzim Moshe v'aron mi-paro, v'yitzak Moshe l'Hashem, al dvar ha-tzvardim, asher sam le-faro. And that's an amazing idea, right? Asher sam lefaro. Of course, vayas Hashem kidvar Moshe, vayimusa atzvardim, nabatim, minachatzirutz, minasados. They were everywhere, but conceptually, it was really a response to Paro thinking that there was like an immunity zone from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the first point. So then we have Makas Kinim, which is very interesting. The Ramban speculates that there is no hasra for Makas Kinim because there was no Misa la'adam, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rachmanes al ha'adam. And then we move on to Arov, and Arov is defined as the first makah of Yiflesi Vayomahu as Eretz Goshen, Asharmi Omed Olah, Levilti Yosham Arov, Leman Teda, Kiani Hashem, Bekerev Haaretz. Right, so Targum Unkla says, Yiflesi V'afrish, I will separate. Rashi likewise, V'frashti V'chin V'hifla Hashem, Loni Flesi Mimcha, L'muvdelas, U'mufreshe, separated, Hi Mimcha. Okay, fair enough. But I think that there's a deeper point here. Right? The Ramban notes that Arov, by definition, is a Maka Mishulachas. To use the halachic term from Masech Tainis, there's no reason that it would stop at the boundaries of Goshen. So this is the beginning of the indication that Jews were all throughout Egypt, but that was, let's say, the main place where the Jewish people could be found. And as such, right, if the Arov wasn't going to be able to penetrate Goshen, that was a very strong indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing this very much on behalf of his people. And if he's doing this on behalf of his people, so then, you know, he's making a very strong statement about the role of Klal Yisrael and the fact that they're not meant to be integrated amongst the Egyptians. And this, I think, all very, very significant in light of Hanisal Kim Lavola Kachas Logoy Mikarev Goy. We spoke many times about the Chizkuni within that context. As the Chizkuni says, that Goy Mikarev Goy, because, you know, Yisrael was completely ensconced within Avodah Zarah, you know, just like, unfortunately, the Mitzrim. And as such, you know, there was a great need for separation, you know, within that framework. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the process already, you know, not just at Makas Bechoros with the Korban Pesach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting the process very much when it comes to Arov, Yiflesi, Vayomahu, Asaretz Goshen, Asher Ami Omed Alel, Levilti, Hayosham Arov, right, this sort of taking on this opportunity to begin that process of separation. So again, Aliba the Ramban, it has particular resonance because what we're talking about is a Makam Mishulachas, the fact that it wouldn't, in fact, continue on into Goshen was a clear indication that Hashem is beginning the process of separating out the Egyptians from Klal Yisrael, v'yiflesi v'yomahu es eretz Goshen, asher ami omed aleha, because that is my nation. Right? And this ties back to the very beginning of Sefer Shmos, right, when Paro pointed out, hinei am b'nei Yisrael, rav yatsumi menu, havan ischak malo, pen yirbeh, v'yaki sikrena milchama, v'nosaf gamu al sonenu, v'nilcham banu, Allah mina aretz, and by Yomer el Amo, Paro is saying it's us or them, and so it was critically important. Hashem says, okay, fine, so if it's us and them, right, Asher Ami Omed Aleha, this is my nation. So Arov is a landmark within, you know, the framework of the Makos, because Arov really represents Asher Ami, right, Vihiflesi Vayomahu Aseretz Goshen, creating the beginnings of the separation between Klal Yisrael and the Egyptians.